don't fully understand why he should say that I have selective memory, because I would put it to Councillor Slowey that he may better understand what selective memory means, and I leave it for him to analyse. But to deal with a major issue, I am in opposition. We will hold the government to account. Councillor Slowey says it's not a government decision. Of course it's a government decision. The Postmasters Working Union and Post have a protocol which was approved by government, discussed at government. So it is a government decision. And of course, I certainly will welcome announcements where I have a part to play in, such as schools that I'm working on. The Blue Stack Foundation, when I was told in the Dáil by Minister McHugh that I was playing to the gallery, when I was dealing with and showing a map of Ireland where there was no ability funding north of Dublin to Galway. I deal with the issues and I play the politics. I'm not playing the man. I'm accusing the politician and the minister of not wearing the Donegal jersey when it comes to standing up for Donegal. And either Councillor Slowey or no other councillor will accuse me of having selective memory.
And what is vital here is that the public representatives work together in to making sure that services in rural communities are retained as best they can be.
Well, that's a matter for those who are in government. We have issued a statement today. Fianna Fáil, the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, will be calling in all the interested parties. Of course, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to ensure that those in the most rural part of Donegal have the same basic services as in other parts of the country. The government are now saying, because they have endorsed the protocol, that you can only be 3 kilometres away from post office. But if you're living in Donegal and elsewhere in the country, you can be 15 kilometres away where there are no bus services at all. All of this makes little sense, and I would just, before I do any interviews or issue statements, I do the necessary research. I've done the research on this, and I believe that the government are going to invest through the and post invest millions in providing additional services. Why should the areas that have been deprived of the services now not be included?